Is it a lenticular cloud?
Yes, it's altocumulus lenticularis.
Oh, okay.
And, absolutely correct. But
are they common?
In this part of the world, yes, they are. Quite often you'll see those sorts of clouds downstream from a good northwesterly or a northerly airflow coming across the ranges. What causes it is just the forced ascent of air up and over a mountain range, and air that's moist. So you're getting condensation as the air's forced into the atmosphere as it cools, and you get cloud forming. And as that air comes down into the trough on the other side of the wave, the mountain range causes the waving downstream and can actually cause waving for many, many kilometres downstream. Sometimes if you look at satellite imagery of strong west, when we've got strong westerlies across Wilson's Prom, you might see wave cloud going well out into the Bass Strait area in the lee of Wilson's Prom. And there are other examples of it as well. But the cloud actually forms as the air is ascending on that peak, and it's as it drops down the other side into the trough, the cloud dissipates. So that's why it looks like it's sitting in one spot. You need a reasonably stable atmosphere for these things to occur, otherwise you'll have too much mixing and it'll just mix right out. But this is the sort of thing glider pilots are familiar with because they can use these for uplift and they can soar along the ridges.
Just the shape of it, though, is just wonderful. I mean, it's amazing how something like that can form and be so perfectly shaped.
Well, they're spectacular, I know, as are many clouds, of course. But the lens clouds are quite unique, and they do form in those conditions where the atmosphere is reasonably stable and you're getting waving in the atmosphere coming across the mountaintops. As long as there's moisture there, if there's not enough moisture, of course, you won't get the cloud forming. But because they don't disperse, they seem to sit there for a long time. Mm. You know, they're quite spectacular.
So there's no UFOs hiding behind them?
Not as far as we can tell.
Oh, goodness.
But you never know what might be in them.
You never know. Don Whitford, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, good-o. Don Whitford there from the East Sail Bureau of Meteorology.